Now, I think Anchor, Apple Music, Spotify, and all the other major listening services for actually letting me have this podcast on their services. Now, I want to talk about a couple of things that have actually happened to me in the last past 6 months with a woman. Who I'm not going to mention for legal reasons at the moment, because, like, of course I can't mention their name on these services because they obviously wouldn't approve it then. This woman's 38 years old, and she's a Morayford woman, Morayford Caboolture woman. What she has been doing, I'm actually not too sure what a lot of people would call it, because myself actually, I'm a bit disgusted and gobsmacked on how one person can be so evil. Like, did she, like, just wake up one morning and I don't know what. Like, yeah, it's that bad that I'm quite speechless about it. But what she keeps doing is she keeps adding herself onto the medical contact list. Like, I've had to remove it 8 times now. And so on April Friday the 13th, 2018, I was notified after an endoscopy at the Caboolture Hospital that the results from the endoscopy was in, and it turns out that I had dyscardioid deficiency and also esophagitis. We were told by the medical professionals that I would need regular endoscopy to monitor the esophagitis every 6 months because it can actually be quite cancerous. Now, when I left the same address as this 38-year-old woman in Morayfield, unwillingly, I removed her off of the contact list at the beginning of October. Now, sometime between October and November, when I updated all my contact lists with the banks and everything else, she had updated the contact list again and got herself added as the main contact. So now, when it came time for the Caboolture Hospital to notify me about the upcoming endoscopy, they contacted the main person that was on the list, which was the 38-year-old woman. Now, mind you, I'm only 17, and I was 16 as well while some of these was going on. So yeah, they told her about the endoscopy, but she never bothered about telling me. So now that puts me right back down at the bottom of the Category 2 waiting list. Now, I could go through the laws that she has broken, so the legalization, the acts, and the sections that she has broken, but would be sitting here for hours, because she has just broken that many. Just off the top of my head, though, I know that she's broken some of the Anti-Discrimination Act. I believe it's 1991, and the sections are 129 and 131A. I could be wrong, so don't quote me on that. Yeah, so when I originally left, well, when I first left that property, she decided to go around and tell her family and friends that I tried to kill her while she was sleeping. She decided it was okay to go around and tell her that she was scared that I was going to kill her and my 4-year-old sister. Well, my sister was 3 at the time. She was telling people that I hit her in the face, which I asked her for evidence for, and all she just said was, "Don't contact me." And also she accused me of raping a 15-year-old girl in a drain. But she kind of dug herself a hole there, because why would a 16-year-old gay boy rape a 15-year-old female in a drain for? Like, that just doesn't make sense. Yeah, so there's just a lot of things that this person has done that's left me quite gobsmacked. So a lot of the things have actually kind of left me quite speechless. So going back to when she updated my contact list, I called my doctors, or one of my old doctors, and got her removed off the contact list for the 8th time. Now, because I was sick of it, I actually got on recording, removing her off the list, and I actually sent my biological father that recording, so he could have a talk to this 38-year-old woman about it, and that didn't work out. He just yelled and screamed at me and abused me, and yeah. Now, yes, the Queensland Police Service are quite aware of what's going on, about everything that's going on. And these people have actually, gotten me admitted into the Queensland Children's Hospital, mental ward, because they've driven me to suicide. I had something off the top of my mind that I was going to say too, but I think I forgot. But yeah, everything that she's done has left me quite gobsmacked. Like, I don't know why she's doing it. I don't know what enjoyment she gets from it, or I don't know what achievement she gets from it. But that's something that she knows. That's something that not everyone else knows. The way how she's going, like, I am currently in the process of creating a video of the lies that she's told, and a lot of the evidence towards that as well. And yeah, I'm willing to upload it to social media and send it off to news companies, so they're quite aware of what's going on too. But yeah.